USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed Monday, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments April 25th. A decision on the matter is expected by July. One large U.S. college sports governing body voting to ban all transgender athletes from women's sports. The NAIA, or the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Council of Presidents, unanimously voted in favor of the policy Monday. An earlier survey indicated strong support for such a ban. A rash of random sucker punch attacks in New York has resulted in a 68-year-old woman being hospitalized in critical condition. This Greek Orthodox clergyman knew of the incident, said the woman was also robbed as she was attacked on her way to church Sunday in the Big Apple.
Horrible. I could not believe my eyes seeing what she did to this lady.
A reward being offered in the case. The UConn Huskies, back-to-back NCAA men's basketball champions, they beat Purdue 75-60 in the national championship game Monday night. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Many Americans reflect upon Monday's celestial celebration. This man in Texas says it was momentous for him.
The few moments where the sun actually did peek through and you could actually see the eclipse, I mean, incredible.
This guy in New York says,
somewhat with the cloud, a little anticlimactic.
And there were some of those who never knew.
So I thought it was kind of a hoax, but then now I see it and...
It'll be another 20 years before North America bears witness to a total solar eclipse again. The last time before Monday was in 2017. A judge in Washington State ruling on Monday that state's limit on high-capacity magazines is unconstitutional. The ruling came from a case brought by the Washington Attorney General's office against Gators Custom Guns for selling high-capacity magazines. Teams are removing cargo containers from the vessel that hit the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate more movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge, marking ongoing salvage efforts to disentangle the wreckage. Sunday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game is another record breaker. It became the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.